In Component 4, Introduction to Information and Computer Science, this is Unit 9, which covers the components and development of large-scale systems. With the growth of the Internet and of connected networks in general, the development and deployment of large-scale systems has become increasingly common. A large-scale system is one that supports multiple simultaneous users who access the core functionality through some kind of network. In this sense, they are very different from the historically typical application, generally deployed on CDs, where the entire application runs on the target computer. Here are our objectives. You should be able to discuss each of them by the time you finish Unit 9. The first objective gets its own topic, Topic 1, Building Blocks. The last objective also gets its own topic, Topic 3, Financial Support. The remaining objectives can be found on the Systems Development Lifecycle, or SDLC, covered in the second topic. We will be covering the topics as shown, Building Blocks, SDLC, and Financial Support. What are systems, computer systems, and information systems? The answers are targeted on the next three slides. Business-driven information systems goals include improvement in business knowledge, processes, and communication. Technology drivers give us the information systems technologies of database, software, and interface that line up with those goals. Stakeholders are those people or groups of people with a vested interest in the system and consist of the system owners, users, designers, and builders. Information building blocks are the intersection of goals and stakeholders as seen in the diagram on the last slide, slide 22, of this topic. Systems are collections of parts which interact with each other to function as a whole. Common characteristics of systems are structure, behavior, and interconnectivity. System may also refer to the set of rules governing behavior or structure. The term sociocultural system embraces three concepts: society, culture, and system. A society is a number of interdependent organisms of the same species. A culture is the learned behaviors that are shared by the members of a society, together with the material products of such behaviors. The words society and culture are fused together to form the word sociocultural. A biological system is a group of organs working together to perform a certain task, such as circulation, respiration, and the nervous system. Computer systems encompass the computer, software, and peripheral devices necessary to make the computer function. A workstation is a great example of a computer system. A business system is a methodical procedure or process used as a delivery mechanism for providing specific goods or services to customers in a well-defined market. Examples include accounting and manufacturing. Electronic medical records, EMR, are often part of a local standalone health information system that allows storage, retrieval, and manipulation of records. The computer is a programmable machine that receives input, stores and manipulates data, and provides output in a useful format. Originally, computers were the size of a large room. Now computers can be small enough to fit in carry-on luggage. A general-purpose computer consists of the arithmetic logic unit, ALU, the control unit, CPU, memory, and the input-output devices, I.O. Computers are built with physical components or hardware, upon which is installed a system software called an operating system, and a myriad of software applications to perform the operator's desired functions. A computer program or software is the sequence of instructions to enable a computer to perform a specified task. Peripherals are the devices attached to computers that are not part of the core computer architecture, but expand upon its capabilities and are dependent on it. Hardware examples include the chassis or case containing components such as a motherboard. Software examples include Windows 7 operating system, and office productivity suites such as Microsoft Office that includes applications such as Word, Excel, and Access. Device examples include printers, scanners, and webcams. An enterprise information system is a large-scale computing system dealing with large volumes of data and capable of supporting large organizations. A typical enterprise information system is housed in one or more data centers, run on enterprise software, and often includes applications that cross organizational borders, such as a content management system, CMS, which is the collection of procedures used to manage workflow in a collaborative environment. Think of it this way. A computer is a system built of hardware, containing software and attached to devices for processing information. A computer system is a group of connected computers with additional hardware, software, and devices to process more information. And a large-scale computer system is more of everything and is capable of processing even more information. Health informatics is a discipline at the intersection of information science, computer science, and healthcare. It deals with the resources, devices, and methods needed to optimize the acquisition, storage, retrieval, and use of information in health and biomedicine. Health informatics tools include computers, clinical guidelines, formal medical terminologies, and information and communication systems. Information systems, IS, is a professional and academic discipline concerned with the strategic, managerial, and operational activities involved in the gathering, processing, storing, distributing, and use of information and its associated technologies and organizations. Information systems include people, procedures, data, software, and hardware that are used to gather and analyze digital information. Knowledge is a product of information and data. To survive and thrive, a company must constantly improve their business knowledge. Processes are the functions and tasks that users, managers, and IT staff perform to achieve specific results. A business process or service describes a specific set of transactions, events, tasks, and results. They are the building blocks on an information system because they represent the actual day-to-day business operations. To build a successful information system, analysts need to understand business processes and document them carefully. Communication improvements in information systems are typically directed toward two critical interface goals. One, information systems must provide effective and efficient communication interfaces to the system's users. These interfaces should promote teamwork and coordination of activities. Two, information systems must interface effectively and efficiently with other information systems, both with those within the business and increasingly with other business information systems. The system designers and builders focus on information technologies. Database technologies contain data structures, database schemas, fields, indexes, and other technology-dependent components. Not all information systems use database technology for business data storage. Legacy systems were often built using flat file technologies, such as VSAM, Virtual Storage Access Method. These flat file structures were built within the programming language used to write the programs that use those files. COBOL, Common Business Oriented Language, originally employed on mainframe computers, expressed the flat file data structures as picture clauses in the data division of the program. Software technologies can be developed in-house, purchased or purchased and customized. This represents the computer programs that process business data, which is of importance to both the systems designers and system builders. These programs instruct the computer to perform the tasks requested by the computer user. A simple example is that when you press a key on the computer keyboard, The computer will process whatever command is programmed to be done with the press of that key. Interface technologies covers both system user and system-system communications. Graphical user interfaces, or GUI or GUI, makes work easier for the users, but has complicated the design process for system designers and builders. A GUI provides graphical icons and visual indicators as opposed to text-based interfaces, typed command labels, or text navigation to represent the information and actions available to a user. Take a look on your computer desktop screen for examples of GUI icons representing the recycle bin, various folders, and different applications. Middleware is utility software that allows application software and system software that utilize different technologies to work together. Who is a stakeholder? A stakeholder is anyone with an interest in existing or proposed information systems. Stakeholders include technical and non-technical workers, and stakeholder roles will be filled with either internal or external workers. Each stakeholder group has a different perspective of the same information system. System owners are not interested in raw data, but instead in information adding new business knowledge. System users are knowledgeable about the data that describe the business. As information workers, they capture, store, process, edit, and use data every day. System designers are concerned with database technology that will be used by the information system to support business knowledge. They translate the system user's business data requirements into database designs that will then be used by the system builders to develop computer databases that will be available by way of the information system. Their view or perspective is constrained by the limitations of whatever database management system, DBMS, is chosen. System builders are closest to the actual database management system technology. They must represent data in very precise and unforgiving languages. System owners are concerned with the big picture. They're generally not interested in details such as what fields describe a patient or an appointment. Their primary role in the system's development project should be to define the scope and vision for the project. They define project vision and expectations in terms of their insight into problems, opportunities, and constraints as they relate to the business entities and roles. Isn't the federal government one of the stakeholders in our health informatics mandate? Scope is defined as the extent or range of view, outlook, application, operation, effectiveness, etc. Vision is the desired or intended future state of an organization or enterprise in terms of its fundamental objective and/or strategic direction. These two words are used with respect to business knowledge, information, processes, functions, and communications. There are two types of system users. Internal system users are the clerical and service workers, technical and professional staff, supervisors, middle managers, and executive managers within the organization. External system users are customers, suppliers, partners, and employees. You are a stakeholder in that you will be using the new health information systems. Technical software support people, trainers, and implementation support specialists will also be system users as they help doctors, nurses, and staff learn and use computer applications. Internal system users in medical informatics include the clinicians and practitioner consultants. External system users include patients and medical supply representatives. The focus for system users is on business issues as they pertain to the data and the processing of that data. It is important that the system users provide data requirements that are consistent with and complementary to the information scope and vision provided by the system owners. Additionally, the system users must also communicate the process and interface requirements necessary so they can do their jobs efficiently. The system designer view of knowledge is made up of data structures, database schemas, fields, indexes, and other technology-driven components. Most of these technical specifications are too complex to be reasonably understood by system users. The systems analyst and/or database specialist design and document these technical views of the data. In other words, they use tools and techniques to transform business data requirements into database schemas. Examples include practice workflow and information management redesign specialist. System designers will come from the ranks of healthcare professionals as information sources. The information technology experts will ultimately define and design the systems so that the builders can do their stuff. Each one of the IS positions listed on this slide has an expertise that will ultimately benefit the system. Database administrators are crucial to the design, function, and maintenance of databases. Network architects work with the physical components of a network and handle the functional organization and configuration, operational principles, and procedures along with data formats used in its operation. Web architects and graphic artists ensure internet and intranet interfaces, web pages, look and work well. The work of security experts include protection of information and property from theft, corruption, or natural disaster, while allowing the information and property to remain accessible and productive to its intended users. Technology specialists provide systems analysis development, installation, modification, maintenance, monitoring, and/or integration of computer information systems, applications, networks, and databases to meet business needs. Understanding and documenting business data requirements is a critical component in defining complete requirements. Every process uses data, and almost all business rules are enforced by data. Missing a critical piece of data or incorrectly defining a data element contributes to the majority of maintenance problems and results in systems that do not reflect the business needs. Having said that, we see by the slide that the goals of the systems designers are to develop the designs needed to promote the improvement of business knowledge, processes, and communications. Programmers are the core system builders and come with very technical backgrounds in computer languages. As you might guess, application programmers write the code behind the applications that you use. By the way, an application is a computer program or software designed to help the user to perform singular or multiple related specific tasks. Systems programmers write the code to manage and integrate a computer's capabilities. This code typically does not directly apply in the performance of tasks that benefit the user. Database programmers write in structured query language, or SQL, which is the most commonly encountered database language and allows communication with the DBMS where the data is stored. This is covered by Component 4, Unit 6. Network administrators are responsible for the maintenance of hardware and software making up the network. See Component 4, Unit 7, which includes deploying, configuring, maintaining, and monitoring active network equipment. This IT position is rarely involved with direct user support. System administration also includes security, and the security administrator position is crucial in the protection of information and property from theft, corruption, or natural disaster. They must keep sensitive and valuable information and services protected from publication, tampering, or collapse by unauthorized activities or untrustworthy individuals and unplanned events. Their objective is to prevent unwanted computer behavior instead of enabling wanted computer behavior by allowing the information and property to remain accessible and productive to its intended users. Webmasters make sure web servers, hardware, and software are operating accurately, design websites, generate and revise web pages, reply to user comments, and examine traffic through the site. Webmasters need to be well-versed in web transaction software, payment processing software, and security software. According to the dictionary, Merriam-Webster, to integrate is to form, coordinate, or blend into a functioning or unified whole. System integrators link together the different computing systems and software application physically or functionally. They apply and manage the glue that holds the system together. The system builders are responsible for developing the solutions. They create the database or other file structures that hold and allow processing on the data. Data represents the business knowledge. They write or add to the programs used by the computer system to process the data. They devise workable interfaces so that users can effectively and efficiently load data into the system, request processing of the data in the system, and retrieve information from the system. Systems analysts figure out how to use computers to get things done. Computer system analysts work with business analysts to understand the situation and needs to determine what the system needs to do. Practice workflow and information management redesign specialists are examples of job roles for the business analyst, with clinician practitioner consultants adding the working knowledge and information that helps in the analysis. External service providers, as organizations, are divided into two kinds. The Internet Service Provider, ISP, providing users with connection to the Internet and possibly offering hosting and other services. And the Application Service Provider, ASP, providing remote access to one or more computer applications. See slide 41 for an additional look at the ASP. However, in our context, the external service provider means someone outside of or external to the organization that is contracted to help. Healthcare experts will need to look to information technology experts for analyzing, designing, and building computer systems to meet their goals. A consultant is usually an expert or professional in a specific field and has a wide knowledge of the subject matter. Information technology consulting is a field focusing on advising businesses how best to use information technology to meet their business objectives. They also implement, deploy, and administer IT systems on behalf of the business. Project managers are responsible for planning, execution, and the successful closing of any project. They're responsible for accomplishing the stated project objectives. This includes arriving at and stating clear and attainable project objectives, building the project requirements, and managing costs, time, and quality of the project. Project managers should have the full responsibility and authority required to complete a project. They should have some business expertise and some technology background, but they manage the project and seldom participate directly in the activities that produce the end result. A project manager requires the skill to maintain the progress and mutual interaction and tasks of various parties in such a way that reduces the risk of overall failure and maximizes benefits and restricts costs. This picture from Witten Bentley summarizes Topic 1. It illustrates the goals of knowledge, processes, and communications as seen from the different stakeholder views, and how technology will be used to handle those goals. The building blocks of information systems are the intersection of goals and stakeholders. Looking at the goal to improve business knowledge, we see that database technologies will be utilized to capture and store business. We also see that system owners are responsible for information scope and vision. System users are interested in the business data requirements. System designers will be involved with database design, and system builders will arrive at the database solution. This is a business knowledge perspective of information systems. The middle business drivers column, or goal of improvement to business processes, we see that software technologies drive this business process perspective of information systems. System owners provide the functional scope and vision of the information system, while system users are interested in the business process requirements. System designers deal with the business process design and software design, and the system builders consider commercial software packages and/or custom-built application programs, or a hybrid of both. Business communications as an information system goal requires system owners to develop the communications scope and vision. System users are vested in the business interface requirements so they can do their jobs quickly and efficiently. System designers design the interface and system builders develop the interface solution. The technology driver for business communications is interface technology.